Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast. Breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system. Here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. On Tuesday, we had Rumble.com, Chris Pavlovsky. He's back again for Friday. We talked about the origins of Rumble, but today I want to get into what it means to be part of Rumble, what it means to be signed up and be a subscriber to Rumble. And so, Chris, let's just get right into it. So tell me, why should everybody listening here, why should they go sign up with Rumble.com? What would be the reason? What would you tell the advertise to them why they need to come and join Rumble.com?
So if you're signing up to Rumble.com, the major competitive advantages that we're going to provide for you is, one, we're going to provide you distribution that you deserve. So you're not going to be censored with your content because we're going to prefer a brand name or an authority. Your content is going to be properly indexed and related, properly indexed anywhere on our platform to the masses if the masses want to see it. And that's based on, you know, how good your video is and what basically the response of your video with the community. So if the community likes it, you're going to see the distribution. We will never censor your content because of political dialogue or because of any other reason. The only times where we do get involved is if it's adult material, that's something that's just unacceptable on our platform, or anything that kind of follows the FCC guidelines when it comes to content. So with respect to Rumble, you're going to get distribution that you never had, and you have an opportunity to monetize. As you know, with these other large corporations and platforms, they don't give you the opportunity to monetize your content out of the gate. If you go to Facebook, You're not going to get the opportunity to monetize your content. Facebook's going to take it all. Snapchat doesn't give that opportunity at all. TikTok is still not there. But with Rumble, out of the gate, if you are the creator and you owned and created the original video, you have an opportunity to monetize that content as long as it meets the criteria that it's safe for brands.
So that's for the creator like myself. And of course, I guess everybody, if they have a Rumble.com account, anybody can really be a creator, even if they just want to put up videos of their kids walking around, or if they film something funny that they see at a sporting event or something like that. So I assume that's what you mean by that, right? So everybody listening could just create a Rumble.com account and post stuff up there, right?
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're the original creator of it and it doesn't violate anybody's copyrights and it's safe in the sense that brands are okay with it. Any home material is always safe. It's going to be monetizable on our platform.
And so what about people who just want to sign up? Because there's been some confusion, like, do you have an actual app? Yeah. Do you need the app, or do you just go to Rumble.com? Like, people that just want to follow me or follow just the news or follow, you know, other people on there. What's the advantages to actually being signed up onto the platform?
So on Rumble, you can specifically, there's two types of searches that you have on Rumble, and you can search by users and you can search by like channels and users, and you can search by actual video content. So by entering in Devin Nunes podcast on the user search, you're going to be able to find Devin Nunes's podcast channel, and you're going to be able to subscribe to that on the web. The same exact search exists on both Android and iPhone. The app is called Rumble Video Battles because we have a little cool kind of game involved in terms of getting distribution for your content in our app. But you can search and find the channels you're looking for on the Rumble Video Battles app as well, based on users and channels.
And so if somebody signs up and subscribes to my channel like they've been doing, do they get a notification when I post a new video?
Yeah. So on the web, there's if you go to your channel subscriptions in your account, you can actually turn on an email notification that can come to you daily, or it can come to you weekly or monthly of basically all the content that Devin Nunes puts onto his channel. Additionally, which is I think kind of a really cool feature that we do have, is that in our apps, not only do we get you get the notification, but you get then in the following day, when a podcast goes live, let's say on a Friday, the following day on a Saturday, the podcast, if you're following Devin, his content will come first in your feed in a chronological order based on who you follow. It's not algorithmically changed based on what we feel is best for you, but chronologically. It'll show up in the battle at the very very first video for you to basically choose whether or not you want to watch the video, like the video, or dislike the video. And based on that, that'll help move that video up into the rankings of the daily best videos. So I actually saw that earlier today that you were one of the top videos in the battle for the apps. So people were really enjoying the last podcast that you put on Rumble.
So if you have the app, okay, because this, you got to do this. This is like for dummies here, okay, like me. All right. So
not at all.
If I have the app on my phone, is it kind of like I would use Instagram, Twitter, Parler, where I just click on and then I can just start scrolling and I just move around within your site?
Exactly. So we have profiles that are similar to like having an Instagram profile on the app. You can, you know, when you follow Devin Nunes, it'll list all his podcasts in a really nice design. And you're able to watch those videos directly from within the app, both iOS and Android. And additionally, like I said, we provide that extra layer of distribution. So when you open up the app, right away, the home screen is actually your feed. And if you're not following anybody, you're just going to get random viral video content that's in your feed that's there. But if you're following people, it'll come in chronological order on the app as well. So you can search you can click the search button, search a channel, and find the content you want, or you can just go through all your followers right on the home screen there and, you know, mark the ones you want to rumble. We call it a rumble when you like it, and the ones you dislike, you swipe left.
Yeah, I remember that was an early one of my questions is what the hell is a rumble? So it's basically like something that you would like on Facebook or vote for on Parler. That's essentially what a rumble is.
Exactly. A rumble is that you like the video.
But you have to have the app and an account in order to rumble something.
Correct. And the more rumbles you get, the more distribution you're going to get. So the more the community likes your content, the more you're going to get exposed. But when it comes to your followers and your subscribers, they will always get your content. It's never based on anything else. So rumbles are a secondary way we look at content. The primary way we look on content is you get what you subscribe to.
So now I'll go on one of my little riffs here on the tech oligarchs and how bad they are. So, you know, we gave all the tech companies, including you, Chris, because back in the 90s, the World Wide Web, we didn't know what was going to be created. Nobody had even envisioned social media companies. But the one thing we wanted to make sure is that anybody who gets out there, it would be like being in the town square, being able to stand up on a park bench and say whatever you want, right? Within reason, normal guidelines, no cussing, nothing that would be illegal, no porn, nothing like that. Just like if you went to your local park and stood up on the park bench and started yelling something, you know, obviously if you were doing something wrong, you would face the local laws. But what's happened is, like we talked about how I've been censored on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can't find, despite, you know, even though I've put up, I don't know, 20, 30 podcasts, good luck finding them. You'll never find them. But when you go to, whether you're looking for and following Devin Nunes or the Republican Party, or if you're following socialists or communists and whatever you believe in, you're not regulating any of that, like how that works. I mean, you're not like a conservative platform. You're welcoming everyone, no matter what their belief systems are, and you're not regulating by algorithm. Well, we're only going to promote communist stuff to the top or socialist stuff or these causes. You're not doing that.
No, and absolutely not. And I never want to get to that point, and I never will ever get to that point. I'm not the police. I'm not the one making the laws. There's laws that exist. There's police that enforce those laws. Our platform doesn't enforce. We follow the law. And if it's political dialogue, whatever it may be, as long as it's, you know, not illegal, and it's not pornographic. Your profile is your property. We don't want to step in front of it. Your subscribers are your subscribers. We're not going to step in front of that either. It is very important for me. The way I look at it is that I'm not looking to create a platform that is going to be a mouthpiece for one side or the other. I'm looking to create a platform where everybody can come, everybody can follow who they choose to follow and consume the content that they want to consume. As long as it follows the basic rules of the FCC, we're an open platform, as simple as that. When it comes to monetization, obviously advertisers have a little bit of a higher standard when it comes to that. But when it comes to posting your content on Rumble, you have the free town square to do so. And that's where that will always be my position. And like I said, we're not funded by any large company or any venture capitalist. So our ethics and our morals have always been the same since day one, and it's not going to change. And one of the things that's like kind of bothered me in the VC space and in the Valley is a lot of these platforms, they'll start off as like this great open platform, and it'll be so open that these platforms actually grow on the backs of stolen content, a lot of stolen content. I believe TikTok had 50 million videos removed in the last 6 months due to stolen content or stolen music. That's something that like we don't stand for, and we don't back, and we won't ever get involved and ever grow based on that. And those are the type of things I really want to stand up for. But when it comes to like censorship, that's something that I'll never ever get involved in terms of any kind of distribution of that content. We're very strong when it comes to copyright, and we're very strong when it comes to the FCC guidelines. But in terms of like political dialogue and using the platform for your own space and having your own property, this is your own home. This is
The good news for me is I'm not worried about Google and YouTube stealing my content. I'm worried about them hiding my content. Clear difference.
Yeah, it's been an interesting genesis with the large companies, them being so open in the beginning and then closing so much by 2020. It's just mind baffling. I can't understand why they would do that.
Well, and then one of the great things about this is that now that I know that I'm not going to be censored, because I was wondering, is it worth my time to take the time to do these videos? Because, it's easy enough. I can just, to record a podcast, it's very simple. And I want to thank you, all of you who listen to the podcast and who are listening to this. But I always thought it would be great to do some videos. And, I'm coming to you because of COVID and everything else. I'm coming to you from my living room, or I should say my wife's living room. And I'm not sure she likes her living room with all of this crazy computer wires hanging all over the place. In fact, I'm quite sure she doesn't like it. But I want it to be worth it, because I want people to be able to see it. And so you understand, Chris, what it's like to now know, because I've been out there, hey, go to my YouTube channel. And yet my listens or views, I guess, on YouTube have done this, just crashing slowly. Like they've been fewer and fewer and fewer. That was before I started on Rumble. And what was incredible to me, after just a few days on Rumble, I had like 25,000 views, like in a matter of like 48 hours or something. And so I was shocked by it. And that was without even like hardly any promotion. I was just kind of like putting it up on Parler.
Yeah. And it's not a surprise to me. I wish it was a surprise, and like, I wish it was way different. But like, even with Parler, I've noticed the same thing. You have a certain amount of followers, your distribution is so low. It's clearly they're fixing their algorithms to lean a certain way. And it's not good for anybody, really. They're really curating their own feeds at the end of the day, and that's something. It's right. Sad, because like it was such an open internet back in 2005 and 2006, and everybody kind of like, if you wanted to be a publisher, you were a publisher. If you wanted to be an open platform like YouTube was really an open platform in those days. And, fast forward to 2020, and now it's, there's a lot of curation happening on various different platforms. And one of the things I noticed about Parler is that, you have a certain amount of followers. I had like a 20 times higher reach than I did on my Twitter account. And it's like, right. Wow, like that's a big deal. And I see the same thing on Rumble. Our creators tell us the exact same thing. We're not preferencing content based on what I think is good. it is very simple. In the app, you're going to get the content if you're subscribed, period. They're going to have to swipe by your content and pass it before they get to the next piece, if they're subscribed to you. So it'll never be censored for any sort of reason. And I never want to be that. Like, we're not the police. We want to be an open platform. We want to bring that open platform back. And that's the opportunity, I think, right now.
Speaking of Parler, you know, that obviously is, I've had the same interaction as you. And the other key to Parler is that, you know, that you can only have one account on Parler. So unlike, you know, these Twitter bot farms where you got these freaks, you know, sitting down in their mom's basement with 50 different Twitter accounts that are all doing defamation and slander and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, with Parler, it's only one account. So that's all you get. And I'm assuming it's probably similar to Rumble, right? One person can't just go on and get 50 accounts, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So Parler is, I would say Parler is a step up, and we're learning some things from Parler on the user verification side. They've made it really, really strict in terms of how to register an account. And I really like it, to be honest with you. It really ties a human to the account. On Rumble, we actually have a very similar thing as well. It just happens a little further down the process rather than the beginning of the process. So we, you know, because we do payouts to, you know, we've done well over $20 million in payouts to the creators in the last 5-6 years. And because we've done that, and creators are looking to get paid, it is connected. Each account is connected to a real person at the end of the day, if they're looking to get paid and use us for that purpose. So we do have that kind of, we do have that diligence and know your customer there. But the Parler has really done some things that I think are great. And we're actually going to be implementing the phone number connection to the account as well. And that should be done within the next week, actually.
And so,
that's great.
And so let's clear one thing up, because I had a lot of folks that follow me on Parler who are like, I'm not going to join Rumble because it's making me join Facebook. And I think so walk us through like that misnomer there.
Okay. First off, please don't use Facebook when joining Rumble. I do not recommend it, nor do I want that. I'd rather you make a clean Rumble account, and you do not need to use Facebook. You do not need to use Apple, and you do not need to use Google. We offer these options as convenience when you sign up, but by no means are they required. I saw two things. One was like, we're asking for a lot of information and we're forcing Facebook. Well, if you click the register on Rumble link and not the Facebook button, it'll take you to a page to actually register directly on Rumble. And then the address information is actually not required. You can keep all that blank. I think there's only like 5 fields, username, password. And I don't remember the other ones, but they're like 2 other fields and they're not very intrusive. That are required. And then the address and all that stuff, that's only required if you're looking to kind of monetize your videos and get paid eventually. So, but you can do that later. You don't need to do that when you register on Rumble. And when you do that, there is no connection to Facebook. We're not connecting you to Facebook. We're not connecting you to Google. And like I said, we much prefer you register an account directly on Rumble than using any of these convenient sign-in apps. But we do feel that, we should have them there because a lot of people do request them as well. So that's why we do have that option.
Well, Chris, you've been very kind with your time this week, spending the time to be on the podcast to walk people how to use Rumble. So I'll give you kind of the last shot here. What's new and exciting that you can bring our listeners and viewers up to speed on that you guys are working on over the course of the next few months? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, so the newest thing is actually, it's only like 2 weeks old, is we've redone our app completely. The typical app was very similar to finding content and looking for it, didn't really have a feed, but we kind of wanted to try something new. And we, you know, using the name Rumble, you know, Rumble sounds like you're going into a boxing match or you're getting into a Rumble. We kind of off the back of our brand name, we created something called the Battle in our app. So instead of having like a feed that's based on chronological timeline that goes up and down, we figured we'll swipe left or right. If you want to Rumble the video and you like it, it's you swipe right. If you don't like it, you swipe left. And we have a feed in that sense. So if you're subscribed to Devin Nunes podcast, it's going to come up first or second, depending on how many people you're subscribed to. It'll come up in the beginning, and then you'll have the opportunity to watch the podcast. And if you like it, you can swipe right. And then it's kind of like a game where every day there's a whole bunch of winners of the best videos, and we can see the best videos of the day. So that's the newest feature that we have. It's actually catching fire. It's kind of like TikTok in a way, but with a little bit more, I would say, purpose. Rather than just swiping through, you actually kind of can win and win a battle for the day and have the best video of the day. So and then with that, we give extra promotion to the video and distribution. So it allows the community to see what they like.
Is that more for like the shorter video content? I mean, because, you know, unlike mine where I'm doing a 20, 30 minute podcast, video cast, like these battles, is that for like kind of smaller little fun, like kind of?
I thought it would be. I thought it would kind of curb people to making more short content. But like, for example, you've been winning the battle for half the day today. So I guess people
that's
are liking
that's because you're going to be on. I mean, that's why.
So I guess that worked out.
But because you're going to create an algorithm just so you win. I know when this is going to air on Rumble, you're gonna be like Google. You're going to create some fancy algorithm so you win.
I promise that. That'll never change. I promise on that one. But yeah, when it comes to the length of the content, if your viewers are looking for your content and you come up first, they're ready for the 30 minutes. So that's why you're getting all the swipes. If you're subscribed to people with short content, you're going to get short content. So I think like being able to subscribe and find the people you want to follow, you'll kind of customize that battle to the content that you want to watch. And whether it's a 20-second clip or a 1-hour clip, you can customize that based on what you want to watch. We're not telling you that it should be short, and we're not going to tell you that it should be long.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time. For all the listeners that are out there, we've talked about Parler. Now we've talked about Rumble. We've talked about some of the news sites to go direct. And over the course of the next couple months, I'm going to continue to bring these new apps and new capabilities to you so that you can free yourself of the tech tyrants, you can free yourself of these tech oligarchs, and ensure that you truly get to experience that free and public town square that you, as a United States citizen or a person in Canada, for example, that you should receive being out and wide open in the World Wide Web. So we're going to continue to bring you those over the course of time. And Chris, I can't thank you enough. It's been very, very informative. And I know that I am going to sign up right now for the app, and I'll try to figure it out. My kids will probably have better luck than I will, but I'm going to do my best.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much, Devin. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. I finally see some of my Canadian listeners, hopefully, that are up there. I've wondered where the hell these people are at up in Canada. But thanks, thanks a lot to all of you in Canada that are listening to the podcast. With that, it's Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
It whips the dust up and rains pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith. We the people, free and strong, fight through the darkness.
not afraid.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.